My name is Tiffany Kindra, and I work with medical students and residents in the Department of Family and Community Medicine at UT Southwestern in Dallas, Texas. So I am not Sandeep Mehta. Unfortunately, he was unable to come today, so I'm presenting on his behalf and the other medical students who worked on this project. Similar to our last presenter, I live in Dallas, so I'm not used to this cold weather. It's very cold. Anyway, relationships to disclose for me. So here's just an outline of the presentation. I'll just give a little bit of background, brief literature review, the study objectives, our methods, results, and conclusion. So just a little bit of background about United to Serve. It's a health fair that was established in 2004 as part of a UT system-wide effort to increase community-based care. All of the UT schools have some form of this, but at our school, it's United to Serve's health fair. It's student-run. It's in April every year on a Saturday all day long at a middle school that's very close to the university, and it's student-run and student-driven, so they are in charge of everything. They have managers, they recruit faculty, students, staff, other community members, and it's not just for adults. They also have sports physicals for kids and kids' health education, and they do the normal health screenings, blood pressure, cholesterol checks, and measure BMI, as well as there are some other departments that do dental and vision screenings as well. And so some of the students had started wondering, okay, well, you know, we're doing this health fair and we're measuring people's cholesterol and their blood pressure and their BMI, but we're not doing anything about it. So I wonder if anyone is. And they looked into the literature and found that there wasn't really a lot of literature out there on follow-ups to health fairs. But they did find one more recently, and this was when this was a nurse telephone intervention that was published in 2009 by Jensen and colleagues, and they did a Framingham risk assessment for cardiovascular disease, and those at high risk received a one-month nurse telephone intervention and then a follow-up call again after 3 months, and that involved some motivational interviewing, et cetera, the references at the end if you'd like to know more about this. But they did see that 59% of the people that were at high risk for cardiovascular disease from the fair did actually go and see their healthcare provider afterwards. So they wanted to do something similar at UT Southwestern. And they also recognized that there wasn't really any research out there on follow-ups in an underserved setting. The other study that I just mentioned was done in a very large setting, and I believe it was through employment health fairs. So there wasn't really anything out there on the underserved population. So the study objectives were to determine whether health fair attendees at high risk for cardiovascular disease were matched with a medical home and received continuity of care after going to the health fair, whether they actually received care from the medical provider, so they didn't just make the appointment, they actually went and received care, and whether or not they were diagnosed and or treated for cardiovascular disease. It was a prospective study, it was quasi-experimental, there was no control group. Like I said before, the setting, local health fair in Dallas. The participants, this is for 2012, they collected data again in 2013 as well, but it has not been analyzed as of yet. But there were 521 adults that presented at the fair, and of those, there were 74 that were high risk for cardiovascular disease. They measured fasting glucose, lipid panel, blood pressures, BMI, and out of the risk factors, they did the Framingham score risk assessment. The intervention was quarterly follow-up calls, so they called them 1 month after, they called them 3 months after, they called them 6 months after, and 9 months after. And then in 2013, they measured whether they came back to the health fair. So here are the results. So out of the entire population, 79% were Hispanic and 11% were African American. It's not on this slide, but it was also 70% Spanish was their first language. And out of those, 146 had at least one identified risk factor. So 20% had high cholesterol, 56% were prehypertensive, and 41% were overweight. So 1 month later, they called those 74 that had at least two or more risk factors for high risk for cardiovascular disease, and they called them the HAP cohort, and that meant health awareness program. So that's what they called their intervention. But out of those, 28% had said that they had already scheduled an appointment with a physician. 65% said no, they haven't, but they will schedule it. And 7% said they haven't and they're not going to. So out of those that said that they haven't, but they will, they asked them if they needed more information about nearby community clinics. And 74% said yes, they wanted help. And so they went through and asked them their address and looked up the zip codes and their work schedules and when all of the free clinics were open. And then they tried to match them with the clinic. Then 3 months later, they called them again. And out of the 74 original participants, 30% were unable to get a hold of. And they called them three times, I believe, and they never heard back from them. Then out of the remaining, 49% had not seen a doctor, and 21% had. Out of those 16 people that had seen a physician, 9 of them were diagnosed with chronic cardiovascular disease, and 7 of them were not. So then at 6 months, they called them again. And out of the 35 people who hadn't gone to the doctor before, 23 of them had actually gone. And then out of those, 13 of them were diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, 6 of them had hypertension, 10 had high cholesterol, and 1 had type 2 diabetes. Then they also asked them a little bit more information about their visits, and 8 people were put on medications to reduce their cardiovascular disease symptoms, as well as 6 of them were told to change their diet and to exercise. And at 9 months, 42% had sustained a relationship with their primary care provider. So they had gone once, at least once, to their visits. So future steps. So like I said before, this is 2012 data, and the 2013 data needs to be looked at. What they have looked at for that is that 28 of the people out of the entire 500 people had come back to the health fair. So it's a very different population. Not very many people come back. They come once, and then you never see them again. And 5 out of the HAP group came back again. So they will follow up and see if anything had changed for them. So in conclusion, the results of the study can be used to better assess the impact our health fair has on the community that it serves annually. It helps them, you know, find ways to track people because, as you just saw, they don't come back. And students go and they do these health fairs and they don't know where they're going. And the data will ultimately allow us to construct an appropriate screening and referral system and ultimately improve continuity of care for the people coming to the health fairs.
Thank you very much.
And there's references if you need more information. And that's it.
Thank you. Yeah.